Welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and today we're diving into how mindset can shift your life, your confidence, your purpose. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Flawless Conversations, where we dive deep into the art of authentic, empowered living. I'm your host, Tamika Jones, and today's conversation is going to be a true gift for anyone who's feeling worn out by the pace of their own life. Joining me is the incredible B. Marie Anning. She is a keynote speaker, expansion mentor, best-selling author, and the host of the 52 Weeks of Flow podcast. As the founder of Moving Rivers, B helps ambitious women step into their magnetic, sovereign leadership without the burnout, the guilt, or the hustle. She blends neuroscience, quantum physics, energy work, and embodiment practice to guide women back into their true empower. B, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
I'm so glad to be here.
So let's hop right in. In this first segment, we're talking about something nearly every high achiever has faced, including myself, which is burnout. The challenge many in the audience are facing, B, is feeling exhausted from chasing success. And it often feels like you're running on empty despite everything you built. B, you blend neuroscience and energy healing work. How do you help women recognize true burnout before burnout recognizes them?
Oh my God, that is such a good question. Thank you so much. So many women in my community, they tell me that they cannot feel their wins anymore. And that is actually an early sign of burnout, because burnout isn't failing, you know, it's your body protecting you. And when your nervous system sits in stress for too long, your focus and planning center, your prefrontal cortex, dims to conserve power. And your recovery signal, your HRV, like flattens. And on the outside, you still look successful. But on the inside, like everything feels heavier. Like you cannot celebrate your wins anymore. You don't really feel joy in, you know, really joyful moments anymore. And that is basically your biology doing triage. Like in my world, we rebuild capacity first so that all the strategy that we apply to make our businesses fly actually have somewhere to land.
Well, that's good stuff. So you start with the foundation first. The foundation is key, right? To everything we do, to our success, right? So the foundation, yes. You build from the foundation up. Oh, that's yes. Good stuff. And you talked about the nervous system. How does that play a huge role in this whole thing about the burnout?
Oh my God, this is everything. Like your nervous system, regulating your nervous system is everything. Because your nervous system is what drives your life. It is the bouncer in a club, you know? When the club is full, your nervous system says no more. Like it doesn't let anything in because it's overflowing already with stress, with triggers, with doing. We're so bombarded with signals all day long, but we have never been trained to help, like in a healthy way, set boundaries. And so from a young age on, everything just comes in and we're like open and we receive everything. And at some point, the bouncer says, nope, no more, done. And then your CEO says, okay, we're shutting it down, bam. And then you sit there and nothing works anymore. So regulating your nervous system, working with your nervous system is the key component to success, to life, to having a balanced, healthy life.
I agree. And this takes us into the next question that I have for you. What is a simple daily tool like a breath or a pause or even a body scan that replenishes energy when life is just feeling so overwhelmed?
Oh, great. Yes. Here's the truth. Tools only work if the nervous system believes them. So that's why affirmations most of the time don't work. You can stand in front of the mirror and affirm as much as you want. If your brain and your nervous system don't believe it, it either takes forever for them to land or it doesn't work at all because your system just doesn't believe it. And the goal isn't a trendy hack that you can just use or pull out of a drawer and say, hey, I'm going to take this today. It needs to be a believable downshift that tells your body we're safe. So your thinking actually comes back online, that you get out of the fight or flight or fawn mechanism and actually, you know, see the great the grand picture and see your path again. And that's what I teach in all of my containers, that sequence and safety matter. And so, because I cannot teach the whole sequence here, like for here, I would just say small, consistent signals are the key, and it beats occasional heroic events every time.
Yes, that's good stuff. I know many times when, and I teach my women as well, women who I coach, like when you're feeling overwhelmed or you need to replenish your energy, just take that 2 minute pause, right? Put your hand over your heart, right? Mm-hmm. And just pause, stop, S-T-O-P, stop, right? Stillness, right? Thoughtfulness, you know, observation. And patience, right? And just be in the moment for a second and just feel your heartbeat and go back to your center, right? Until you get grounded again. Just that two minute pause is sometimes all we need to re-regulate our body, especially when we end up that fight or flight situation, right? So that's amazing. Good stuff.
That's awesome that you say that, because this is the first step to everything. Like remembering our breath and the power of our breath. Like we breathe on a regular basis, you know, it's like so subconscious that we don't even think about it. But what it does, it gives us life. So remembering how powerful the breath is, and like you said, just for 2 minutes is the absolute game changer. So whenever somebody says breath work and you smirk and you're like, breath work, yay. You know, don't, like, remember, this is giving you life. So it also gives you peace.
Yes, it does. And it seems so simple or so, you know, woo-woo, but you have to go back, right, to where we came from, right? Breath was, you know, breathing to all of us, right? And that's pretty much how I believe we're created. So the breath is powerful, like you said. It's powerful. So how do you guide someone to embrace rest without guilt? So this is a big one as well for me, you know, because a lot of times we're on go, 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 go until we do find ourselves burnt out. So how do you guide someone to embrace that rest without feeling guilty, especially when the momentum feels non-negotiable? Like, I gotta go, I gotta do this, I gotta get, you know. How do you guide someone in that mindset?
That is such a big one. Like, guilt is the biggest thing for us women. You know, it's real. It's real. And many of us are trained to earn rest like a dessert. You know, it's like, oh, when I'm done with this, then I get to rest. Or I need to hustle this first and then I can do that. But our biology actually disagrees. You know, your best work happens in waves. You surge, you refill, and then the next wave has power. We are cyclic beings. We are so connected to nature, and just like nature has its seasons, so do we. We run on a 28-day cycle, or four seasons in a month. Every week is different. Our energy each week is different. And just like the seasons in nature, we need time to replenish and to rest. And that is our winter. Then spring is where we get new ideas, when we get all fuzzy and are like all excited, when our body reawakens. And in summer, that's like the full on go mode. That's like showing up, being visible, being here, being there, going to networking events, just showing up online, showing up everywhere, basically. And then in autumn, re-evaluate what happened, what worked, what we've done, what was fruitful. And then winter comes again and we rest. So what I guide people into recoding rest as a required maintenance for results. It's not a threat. And rest is also not an apology. Rest is actually the engine. And we need to recode that in our mind. We need to bring rest back to the table and say, hey, this is a really, really important part of me, of my business, of my family, of everything.
Oh, wow, Bea. I love how you incorporated the seasons with rest. Like each season, and we go through seasons literally in our life, right? So, oh my God, that's so powerful. I'm gonna have to use that one. That's good, good stuff. Hold on, Flawless family. We're just getting warmed up. Go grab a snack. Text a friend, pour another cup of coffee. Don't go too far because Flawless Conversations will be right back, bringing more truth, power, and purpose your way. Because next, we're shifting conversations from exhaustion to flow. Bea Marie will share how to design a flawless life that runs on alignment instead of overdrive. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to Flawless Conversation. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of Flawless Conversations on any of your Now Media or any of your Now Media shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app or Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmediatv.nowmedia.tv. So that website again is www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, wherever, whenever. Before the break, Bea Marie Anning shared with us how to identify and recover from burnout. Now let's talk about building something even better, a life that flows. Bea Marie is a best-selling author, a podcast host, and the founder of Moving River, where she helped women harmonize masculine and feminine energy so they can lead from alignment. The problem a lot of us face in the audience is chaotic schedules and conflicting priorities. It often feels like life is just happening to us instead of flowing through us. Bea, how do you help women shift constantly help women shift from constantly pushing themselves just to be productive into a space where they can actually flow and feel energized throughout their day. Because, you know, we're juggling so many things all day, every day. From 4 o'clock in the morning is when I start my day, right? Up until 10, 11 o'clock at night. So how do we, you know, juggle these things, but be productive and mindful, you know, of our day?
Thank you so much for this question. Like, this is the heart of it. Like, most calendars are built around other people's urgencies. You know, when you have kids, your calendar is mostly built around your kids' schedule. Like, they have to get up to school, then you have to pack lunch, you have to do this, then after this you drive them there, then you do this, then you do that, and then you bring them to bed. And your schedule is not built around your biology. And that's why life sometimes feels like pushing a fridge up the stairs. But flow isn't luck. It's design. It's intentional. It doesn't just happen. So we map when your brain is actually naturally bright, and also when it's softer. And those are ultradian focus waves. And we pair those tasks with timing. So creative and high stakes works when the prefrontal pilot here in our brain is awake. Like, this is when we are in full on work mode. This is when we are really clear. That's when we can zoom in. And that is basically where flow happens, when we start focusing on something, when we have the capacity to focus. Because most of the time, we women always pride ourselves with multitasking. Oh yeah, I can do this and this and this at the same time, and then I'm going to call the doctor, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to make lunch, and then while I'm painting my toenails, and all of this. But this is so surface level stress, where we get back into the fight, flight, or fawn mode, where we cannot go deep, where we cannot focus in and zoom in. So as soon as we then have the space, the capacity to just single in on one thing that we are very immersed in, that we love, that we have fun with, vroom, we're in the zone. And that's not just work. It can also be playing with your kids. You know, when you have the space and not the endless to-do lists in the back of your mind,
yes,
then you zoom in and you're like, whoa, and you go, and time has no meaning. Everything is just flowing. And this is when your life actually feels like as if you're being carried on a river, you know, not a treadmill where we talked about it, you know, about breath, when you're like out of breath all the time when you're on this treadmill, because it gets getting harder and harder and more uphill. But when you're in flow, you're carried by this river, and everything is so easy in that moment.
Yeah. When I think of the river, I think of harmony, like everything is just in tune and intentional. Right. Yeah. I remember being in the military. I recently retired back in 2022, and I was in the military, and it was so routine, right? Every day, get my daughter up, take her to daycare, wish her, you know, have a good day, and I'm off to work. And it was every day, Monday through Friday. And it was just so robotic, going through the motions of everything, nothing intentional, just work and the life that I, you know, had to live, right? But when you begin to take a step back, right, and find this harmonious flow, as you mentioned before, everything just starts to fall in place and happen. But of course, it goes right back to that central nervous system that you talked about earlier, B, right? That foundation, that's everything.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Agree. So what is one alignment ritual, like morning check-in, or here we go, attention setting, here you go, the word attentional again, attention setting, that brings life into a hectic week?
Oh, yes, absolutely beautiful. So when you wake up, like what I do is I start like with a body-led briefing, basically. Mm-hmm. What is a yes? What is a no for me? Like I really feel into yes, like into this, woo, into this excitement. Like I really get myself into an excited mode, like, ooh, okay, this is what a yes feels in my body, woo. And then I also feel into a no, like what really is a no for me? Like bring up something that, you know, actually it's like, oh, please don't do that in the morning. But I'm saying, yes, do that in the morning so that you actually know when it happens during the day. So bring up something that is really a hard no for you, and you will feel it in your body. You feel it in your gut, in your heart space. You actually, like when you get into this excitement mode, it's like your skin starts to tingle a little bit, like you get warm. And then I ask questions. I ask yes and no questions. Like, what is one outcome that would make this day beautiful or successful, even if everything else like falls to shit? But like, ask questions, connect to your body and let your body tell you the answer. There are other somatic practices that you can do, like muscle testing, that, you know, you can do that underneath the table or so. But this is something that you need to train, where you actually learn your body's language. Like this morning thing, it's really easy just to go like, okay, what excites me? Yes. What is an absolute no? Okay. And with questions in the morning, you create already a different energetic space. You create capacity and you create a map for your body, and for, it's kind of like a choreography that you're creating. And this choreography, like under pressure, is what you, like what we practice inside my programs, because this is what holds when life gets loud. This is what you can come back to every time when life gets loud and chaotic and everything seems to fall. This choreography that you have created in the morning is like this, whew, all right, I know exactly what to do. And yes. Then we come back to the breath as well.
Yes, yes, I love it. Because many times, you know, we get up in the morning, what's the first thing many of us do, right? Roll over and pick up our phone, right? And check our email, see what we miss overnight, all the things, social media, right? And before you know it, it's time to get up and start the day. So just putting your phone away and taking that 5, 10, 15 minutes, like B was saying, to become one with self, right?
We have a phone-free bedroom. Nice. Like there are no phones in our bedrooms. Like even if, you know, we like, or tablets or laptops or anything electronic is not in our bedrooms, because first of all, it distracts sleep. And second of all, exactly what you said, you roll over, you grab it and you're like, oh, what did I miss? You didn't miss anything.
Right.
For real. You didn't miss anything.
You where you need to be at the moment. Yeah, I agree. And it's you, like you said, being intentional and setting that routine, that ritual of doing it, right? And when I get up in the morning, the first thing I ask myself, kind of like you, but I ask myself, who am I becoming? Who do Tamika want to become today? And now I even have my daughter doing it. And she'll say, oh, someone who's patient. I'm like, okay, so you need to practice patience all day long. So when someone push you over in the playground, what are you going to do? You know, or want to get on the swing and you've been on it for 30 seconds and someone else wants to swing and there's a long line, right? You have to go to the end of the line and let someone else come, right? That patience, right? So powerful, powerful, powerful. Good stuff, B. I love it. I love this conversation. It's good stuff. So in your river flow method, how do you use embodiment to make sure decisions aren't only smart on paper, but also deeply aligned with who they are? I think you talked about this a little bit.
Yes. Yes. So embodiment is everything, because embodiment helps your nervous system. So what we do is we do a lot of interoception, and interoception is how very smart women create less expensive yeses.
Okay.
Because this is what logic is without your body. When you're solely operating from your brain and from your logic, there will, like you said, there is so much that looks good on paper, but that does not align with your body. So, of course, when we see something, we read something, it is the head, it is the logic, it's the first thing that we consciously pick up.
Right.
But our heart and our gut unconsciously has already picked up everything that follows up behind that. I need to make a bigger swing here, because our head is stuck in the past. Our logic is stuck in the past. Our head, our brain operates from everything that we have experienced, not just us, but also our parents and what our parents taught us. All of that experience, our brain scrambles together and then spits out something for this situation in this moment. But that doesn't mean that this, because now is already a different situation than when I just explained it. So your brain can hardly keep up with the changes that you are going through. But your body, on the other hand, is in the present and in the future. Your body can feel and anticipate what is going to happen, because our heart has an electromagnetic field that is about 2 feet outside of our body. That means when we say this, oh, I can feel that person, that's not just woo-woo. That is actual science. And we can expand that field even further. So when we meet people and we have a bad feeling about it, don't do whatever they offer, even if it sounds so good. So what I do is I help you understand your body's dialect, so you can tell, for example, fear from misalignment. I hope I answered the question, because that was a big swing that I just did.
No, that's perfect. That is perfect. Yeah. Fear from misalignment. And I can see how both of those are kind of, you know, you can, you know, you may think it's fear, you know, I'm stepping out, you know, based on my fears, I'm going to step out and do this, but it might just be misalignment, not your timing, right? Not the right time or place to do or step out. Right. So I can see how that can get you can get confused, or you think you're stepping out on faith, but you're not, you know, it's you misaligned, right?
Sorry to interrupt, you know, but sometimes it's like our head, like everything on paper looks great and you're like, oh my God, this is so good. And then you feel into your body and you're like, but there's just something, I cannot put my foot down completely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that it's a hard no. It just means that it is a not yet.
Yes. Yes. Totally, I agree. Yes. Not yet. Not now. Right? Yeah, that intuition. And a lot of us, you know, we have to learn to tap into it, you know, and let our yeses be yeses and our noes be noes. And I tell my woman, no is a complete sentence. You don't need no justification or any type of explanation of your no. No is a complete sentence. And it's totally okay. Totally okay. So B. Marie, where can viewers find more about your work, your podcast, and your River Flow method?
So you can find me on the web, of course, www.movingriver.com. You can find me on social media, on Instagram. It's moving_river. I have a YouTube channel, and my podcast, 52 Weeks of Flow, is also on that YouTube channel, but also on Apple, on Spotify, like on all the podcast platforms, basically.
Awesome. Good stuff. All right, Flawless family. Time to take a quick break, but keep that coffee hot. Stay tuned because next we're tackling self-doubt head on. Bea Marie will share her flawless secrets on rewiring beliefs from not enough to unstoppable confidence. We'll be right back with more Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible, confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back. In our last segment, Bea Marie showed us how to move from chaos to alignment. Now we're going to tackle something even more personal, self-doubt. Bea Marie, you've worked with women who've achieved so much, yet still hear that voice saying, you're not enough. You help them not just quiet that voice, but also rewire their beliefs. One of the biggest struggles many of us face right now is chronic self-doubt. It's that feeling that the voice says when you're not enough is louder than all the support or encouragement around us. So it's that feeling that the voice says you're not enough is louder than all the support and encouragement around you. So B, how does your work support clients in literally rewiring the belief that they are enough?
This is really close to my heart. Thank you for asking this. So first of all, confidence has nothing to do with personality. There's nothing like a confident personality trait. It is psychology. Like self-doubt is a safety strategy. Is your amygdala pairing visibility with risk and then turns your volume down. And it's basically what we do with my work is basically we do a mental dress rehearsal that your body actually takes serious, that lowers your stress response. And then the I am not enough stops, and the I am enough, like when you put that on, it stops being just a sentence and it becomes like your baseline. And when that becomes your baseline, that's when prices, boundaries, and choices quietly change. At first, you don't even notice it, but everything then just moves into place. You come into alignment when you remember that you are actually enough.
I mean, that's good stuff, because you are enough, right? And I struggle with that as well during my military years, and also as a young adult, feeling and believing that I was never enough. But once we step into our power, right, and own who God created us, universe created us to be, you know that you are enough, right? And everything that you have is already in you. You don't have to go seeking, finding all the things, right? Because it's already inside of you. You just have to rewire it, or you have to just activate it. A lot of times, activate it. So yeah, I agree 100% with you, Bea Marie. I agree. And so what daily practices help someone shift from self-doubt to quiet but steady confidence?
It's actually really simple. Keeping promises your body believes. Confidence is self-trust with a receipt.
Love that. Can you repeat that?
Yes. Confidence is self-trust with a receipt.
One more time.
Confidence is self-trust with a receipt.
Yes, it's
keeping agreements. Like every time you say you're gonna do something, do it. Even if at some point you're like, I really don't wanna do it. You know, those are the moments when we lose trust in our own word. That's when other people lose trust in our own word. And when we feel their mistrust, we mistrust us even more, and then our confidence sinks. So we need to design like those small moments that keep us in the trust, so that when those moments get bigger, that matter more, we can actually stand on our own two feet with confidence, because we know ourselves and we believe ourselves. And this is how our identity also stabilizes.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And not just, I'm big on affirmations too, but whenever, you know, I am doing my I am statements, my affirmations, right? We don't just say them, because like you said, if saying them just, you know, sometimes just out of habit, right? You say them, but you have to feel it. You have to feel it, believe it, and then own it. That's the only way anything works, right? Because we can say them all day long and not mean it, but guess what? They're not going to work. But once you step into your power and you say it and you own, I am enough, that's a powerful statement, right? And you keep saying it, and you keep rehearsing and saying it and believing it and feeling it. Feeling it is key. You have to feel it, right? Yes, embodiment, right? Yeah. So how do you use energy healing to release energy blocks tied to shame or lack?
Ah, thank you so much for naming shame. Shame is such a, like guilt, such a big thing, but at the same time, such a low bandwidth energy. It narrows perception and it keeps our system jumpy all the time. So we combine breath and sound and like gentle tapping to clear the charge without re-injuring the story. That's a big thing. Like most of the time when we want to heal something, or when we want to go erase something or want to deal with something, we, through a lot of different methods, we are re-injuring the story that brought that up. We don't have to go there, because this will bring up another trauma. And for me, it's safety first, then the new belief. And like I said before, like there is a sequencing work with it, and we sequence it very, very carefully. And this is why it works.
Awesome. Good stuff. So what encouragement can you offer someone who feels small every time they step to a new role?
I see you.
Powerful.
Yes. Powerful. I see you. You're not an imposter. You are in initiation. That role is not too big. Your capacity container just hasn't caught up yet. You grow that container so your psychology and your vision shake hands. And when those meet, the room stops feeling hostile and starts feeling like home. So I see you.
I see
you. Just have to make it familiar.
I see you. Oh, that's powerful. I love it. And many times we don't see ourselves in that space or place, right? And that's where the meme or the cliche of take up space, take up room, right? When you walk in a room, walk in like you own it, rehearse it. Right? Before you even walk in, rehearse it and then own it. Right? Good stuff. Woo! This conversation, it's so good. Family, don't move. Grab a friend, text your auntie, tell your cousin to turn up the volume on the TV. We'll be right back with more Flawless Conversations. And when we return, B. Marie will share will share how to embody worth so deeply that success becomes sustained, joyful expansion. Stay tuned for more Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of Flawless Conversations on or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Espanol. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on Now Media website, www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. In our final segment, we're diving into a powerful truth. Worth isn't just about achieving something. It's about embodying it. Bea Marie Anning is here with us, and she's worked with women all over the world to help them integrate success as a natural part of who they are. The challenge many in the audience are facing is reaching milestones only to feel stuck again. And it often feels like achievement doesn't stick, because identity hasn't expanded. Why is it that women often rush into the next goal without taking time to celebrate their wins? And how does life changes when they learn to slow down and honor those wins?
Oh, thank you so much. This is the pattern underneath so much exhaustion. We are rewarded for the chase, not the arrival. Like, dopamine loves pursuit. So the body learns, go feels safe, and stop feels risky. So you bulldoze into the next mountain while your foot is still on the summit. And what really shocked me was when my dad died 5 years ago, and my mom would not rest or slow down or really take the time to mourn and heal. And at one point, I just took her and I stopped her and I set her down and I said, "Mom, you need to stop. Sit down. Take a breath. Take a break. Just breathe, for God's sake." And she couldn't. Like, she didn't know how. And then she said, and that actually really shook me, was, "If I stop, I don't know what's going to happen. I might die." Mm-hmm. And this is actually perfectly translation of your nervous system. This is what's happening when our brain and our nervous system don't know what's going to happen, because they cannot foresee the future. Everything that is outside of the past is dangerous. So that was basically my cue to learn everything and incorporate into what I do today. And that is, I teach the nervous system that completion is safe too. And that this feeling of rawness, this feeling of fear, is actually your true self coming alive. Because this is when you start connecting to something that is not stuck in the past, that is not tied to anything in the past, and you start to fly.
Oh, that's so powerful. That's so powerful. So how do you help clients integrate success as part of their expansion identity, not just as an accomplishment? You know, sometimes we go through these different programs or, you know, just life in general, right? Just checking boxes, right? But we want our identity to expand, right? Not just an accomplishment or a check the box. We want something greater. So how do you help clients integrate success as part of their as part of their expanded identity?
Well, I use something that is called name, claim, and contain. So you name the skills that created it, your win. You claim who it proves you are, and contain it somatically so your system relaxes at that level, because that is what we need. You know, we cannot just do something and celebrate and then go back to where we were. We need to, when we are on the summit, we want to stay at the summit. We want to stay up there. So it is, who am I in this? What does that say about me? Woo, okay. And then find that in your body. Make your system relax with that huge amount of money, with that award, with whatever it is, and repeat that. And the new becomes normal. The more we repeat that, like you said it before, it is the repetition. It is this is who I am. This is who I felt this before, so this is who I am. And then your body, your brain, your nervous system will believe it because you already felt it.
Yes, it sounds familiar. It feels familiar, right?
Yes.
So every guest on the show gives a flawless nugget and a flawless fact about yourself. The flawless fact could be something fun, something about B. Marie, you know, we want to know more of. And flawless nugget is something that the audience can take with them, put in their back pocket and use day after day, you know, whenever they're going through any type of contrast, anything that's going on in their life, good or bad, right? They want to be able to use it. So something they can put in their toolbox to use. So the flawless nugget.
Oh, a flawless nugget. So
just words of wisdom, anything.
You are the source.
Oh. I like that.
You are the source. You're not a scoreboard. When you track your energy, your presence, your alignment, you will remember who you are, because everything comes from you. You said it earlier, when life happens to us, it doesn't happen to us. We create it. So every time shit hits the fan and you think like, oh, why is this happening to me again? Think about, oh, no, I am the source. I created it. Somehow I created it. Not yesterday, not the day before, but maybe 6 months ago. So who am I today that this will not happen to me again? You are the source. You always have a choice. It is your choice. Your life is your choice.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautiful. So, so beautiful. And one flawless fact, anything you want to share about yourself?
Yeah. I, like you said in the beginning, I work with neuroscience and quantum physics, and I'm so much in my head all the time that I need to work with my hands and my body. So I love gardening. I love building bunk beds for my kids. They cannot, you know, every apartment, everywhere where we lived, I build a bunk bed and they're like, can I have a normal bed? And I'm like, no, like I just build stuff.
Well, that's so amazing. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So B. Marie, this has been incredibly valued. This is good stuff. I'm loving it. Where can people find more work, more of you, to continue this conversation?
Oh, I love having conversations on social media. Like, slide into my DMs on Instagram, moving_river, or on Facebook. You can find me on Bia Marie. And yes, YouTube as well. I'm also on YouTube, Moving River, and my website, www.movingriver.com.
Amazing. Yes. Thank you for joining us, B. Marie. Thank you for sharing your wisdom, your heart, and your true transformation and your perspective with us. You've reminded us that burnout doesn't have to be the price of success, that alignment is possible in every area of our life, and that our worth is not something we have to earn. It's something we embody, right? To our viewers, I hope you take these tools, daily practices, and reminders to begin applying them right now. And remember, your energy is your greatest resource. Your belief in yourself is the foundation you stand on, and your worth has always been whole and complete. Until we meet again, keep walking your truth, keep owning your worth, and keep the flawless conversations flowing.